Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to our integration session for our Sensual Touch series. And as we wrap this up, making space to head into the sixth sense, which is just that, the sixth sense of insight and intuition. So let's see what shows up today for our integration. I've got all of your yummy notes that you have here in the chat feature. And on that note, I'm so sorry about all the snow that you got in your neck of the woods out east there. That's a lot of snow for end of March. So hopefully that's the last of it. Now, as we get underway here, I'll invite you to make your way to a nice, quiet, cozy place where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed for your session here. And as you land there, as you land perhaps right where you are, making any little micro adjustments that might call to you. And beginning here, perhaps by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to drink in life, to connect. And every exhale, an opportunity to make space, to release, to let go, to allow. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into supports of that cushion below you. And if any part of you finds that pleasant, or even at the very least neutral, taking a moment to savor that and receive this nourishment. And as you do so, perhaps noticing the impacts. How does this feel? And then I'll invite you to scan your body mind. Go ahead and look inside for something that's either pleasant or at the very least neutral. It might be a part of you, or perhaps even a memory, a time in which you felt most like you. And as you land on that, taking a minute, notice what it is you like the most about this. What is it that you like the most about this in this moment? And then breathing that in, soaking in that, marinating in that. And as you drink it all in, this nourishment, breath by breath, noticing the impact. How does this feel in your body? Thank you for being here. Thank you so much for being you and bringing all of you here. It's all so very welcome. And thank you to all that's gone into our meeting together of all of us. All of those family lines, all those lineages, and all those ancestors that came before us to allow for this point of connection. Thank you to all of those that have come before you. And with the deepest of thanks to those that have stewarded this land and caretaken the land that's nourished us all. Yeah, we give thanks. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. And go ahead and scan that body one more time. And if there's anything in particular that's alive that you are being called to mention, feel free to type it on into the chat feature to either everyone or to me privately. And know that I've also received all of those yummy emails that you guys have sent my way. Thank you for those. Even if I didn't get a chance to reply yet, I read them. Thank you. And as we settle into the session now, getting underway here, opportunity to touch in on that resource, that area of your body, that memory that felt most like you, anytime you need it. And as we get into today's session, it's got almost like an agenda of sorts, for at least a bit of it, maybe the whole thing, we'll see. And the agenda is meaningful connection as a bit of a theme to start us off with. And I just see everything in the midline light up like a Christmas tree. Actually, everything right on either side of the midline lights up like a Christmas tree. And right in the very core of that midline region, there's almost like this thin black wire. And from here, we're unhooking the belief system, the judgments, quote unquote, I've been wired the wrong way. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me would be another wording of that. And as we look at that belief system, this idea, bringing in all the healing resources. Blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, and lymph that drains all those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Also, working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help our bodies to heal. And then also balancing here yin and yang, feminine and masculine, along with hydration. Absorption of water and joy and releasing any impurities that just don't need to be here. And as we run that, running the spinal balance that you've heard me cue a lot, where we link topmost vertebrae to bottommost vertebrae in a reciprocal-like fashion all the way through until they meet in the middle. This time, working with the consciousness of reciprocation is safe. Reciprocity, pardon me, is safe. Reciprocity is safe. Reciprocity meaning when you do something for others, you also get to receive that, and vice versa. Vice versa. And as reciprocity brings in the energy of flow, I see that wire in the midline just begin to wave and vibrate and pulsate just a little bit. There's something loosening up and moving here. I just hear a tone, it's a sound, ah, which you've likely heard me make a time or two before. I just see that rippling through, starting at the heart and then going up and down both directions at the wire. And here we're working with a pattern that's perhaps older than time itself, if we can imagine such a thing. And it's a pattern of trusting that which nourishes us, trusting that which nourishes us. And unhooking this idea that to receive love, to receive nourishment, to receive meaningful connection is somehow a trick. Who am I to deserve such riches? Kind of energy is in here as well. that it's either a trick, something that's going to be like taken away, or this energy of low self-esteem. Who am I to have been granted such richness? Who are you not to be? Who are you not to be? And as we work with that balancing here, supporting this with circulation of all the healing resources, that blood, nerve, lymph, etc., all those things that I mentioned earlier. One more time, this time very specifically going into the spine and into the sacrum as a part of that spine. It's included here, all the way down to the end of the tailbone, all the way down to the very foundation, creating a nice solid base of resource. And as that runs here, unhooking a bundle of belief systems from the left side of the sacrum, of I can never be whole again. I can never be whole again. There's this belief, this idea that I'm fragmented permanently. And as that releases, I see that wire begin to wave and vibrate just a little bit more in intensity. The waves are coming a little faster now. And it's carrying with it now the energy of regeneration, of rebirth, of those seeds that you may have planted way back in the September time frame of equinox, whichever that was for you, depending upon where you live in the world. As if those seeds are becoming alive and getting germinated in their fullest expression through you, of you, in you. And I see those seeds that were planted, whatever is coming to life, whatever you've been cultivating and chewing on, just beginning a little bit more with that nourishment of all those healing resources to come through in expression. Linking into the solar plexus chakra for its capacity of manifestation. Yeah, what if it got to be even just a little easier for that to arrive without the work, without the effort that you think might be necessary behind it? And then as I tune into that wire again, now I just see it like peacefully waving around in the breeze. And as it does so, it goes from black steel to white, almost like a feather dancing in the winds of this breeze. How lightly can I carry this all? How lightly can I carry my life? It's an invitation to lightness. With all that energy of the sun that we worked with last session, I'm not surprised that we're being called to lightness in this way. And as this lightness begins to become here and alive, breath by breath, I see it similar to almost waving like one might consider waving a white flag and creating the energy of truce, of some sort of disagreement or argument or perhaps inner war, inner turmoil. Begins to just simply settle for no other reason other than it's time, and there doesn't actually need to be any other logic behind it. It just gets to come to completion. You might still have some awarenesses about what that is, but we don't need to give it any logic to convince it to end anything. This isn't a mind game anymore. It's ready to drop the fight, so to speak. And as the energy of the fight drops away, perhaps noticing where it is you've been fighting or pushing or railing against in your own lives. Whether that's in the arena of family, of work, of anything else in between. And then running the permissions. It's a juicy one, right straight to the heart. And the words here are, I am forgiven. I am forgiven. and as much as you can, offering yourself that energy, even if it's just 1%. And as you drink that in, I am forgiven, noticing how the body feels and what comes with that for you. For some of you, that might be ecstasy or bliss or ease. For others of you, there might be a challenge or two. All is welcome here. And as that arrives, whatever that may be for you, taking a moment just to slow down, to really look at it. I'll say the words one more time. Just notice what you notice inside of you as you hear these words, perhaps around the heart space. I am forgiven. I am forgiven. And I see that energy now spreading through both arms, through the heart meridian. Excuse me, through the heart meridian. Almost like cement melting and softening, turning to butter. Yeah, cement melting into butter. And I still see that feather waving in the winds peacefully now. And not like anybody else is waving it, but it just gets to receive the gentle flow and the breeze of life itself. And it's carrying within that the energy of laying down any need for personal will, and instead being able to be carried on the back of the breeze of life itself. Beautiful. And as that happens, the heart meridian just continues, almost as if it's being fanned a little by the breeze of life, to be held and carried and softened even more. And as you offer the energy to yourself of forgiveness, I hear the words, I know not what I did. I know not what I did. And as those, anything goes with that, doubts, regrets, anything and everything in between begin to settle just a little bit more. We're linking them through to the feet, through kidney one points, to release into the earth as a holy offering. And as it does so, I see meaningful connection. That energy field begin to creep in to the soles of the feet from the earth itself. This meaningful connection from earth, from mama energy, from nourishment itself here for you, as much as you're willing to receive and take in this moment, as may be healthy for you. And what I mean by that is there's no rush to take this all in. Taking it in drop by drop to get what you need from it, moving slowly, moving at the speed of trust. Yeah, something not to be rushed here. And as that gets cued, running the permission of there's time, you get to have time here. It's tough to have meaningful connection without space and time being present. So as that energy of meaningful connection begins to creep in through the kidney lines, through the kidney meridians, I see it in particular going into the maternal line, the feminine portion of the kidney meridian. And as we work with the connection into the maternal lineage, the ancestry here, offering that to all of the women that have come before us. And in here, releasing despair and grief and angst and rage alike, and all the emotions that were present through the family lines and their experiences around not necessarily having meaningful connection, but instead having a relationship that may have been transactional in some way, shape, or form. Yeah. And in that, there was almost this misguided energy of needing to have the feminine energy relate like the masculine might. And as we take off that piece of armoring of having to be a better man, so to speak, or be a better masculine energy, or be a better protector, be a better provider, be a better procreator. The feminine gets to soften and actually receive what she's been looking for all those generations. And that actually got thwarted or fragmented into and fractured into not just romantic relationships, but also into the relationships of that of family, of connection in the form of relatives, of children. And here, as we run a defrag through the ancestral lines, also dialing down, releasing any old Mars planetary energy, which is that of division. And as the feminine herself in the kidney meridian line here heals this division, heals this fracture, this fragmentation, it gets to come together in a new way. And although there's been injury and challenge here, running a cellular repair to restore this line back to its fullest expression of health. And with it, releasing the need for the question to be present of why am I so unlovable? Why am I so unlovable? And as we release the need for the question to be there, it's almost as if that question itself was another form of armoring, of disconnection. And as that gets released through that family line, I see the feather, for whatever reason, it's almost like it's trying to lift up the feminine. It's like, here, can I just show you another way? It gets to be different, it gets to be lighter now, but the feather itself is strained, as if the feminine isn't interested in receiving that lightness. It can't quite see it just yet. It can't quite touch it just yet. It can't quite sense it just yet. So we're actually going to link the feminine through all five senses, that of the sensual nature, into this, I'll call it a resource of that feather that is the symbol of truth, of peace. And as soon as the feminine receives peace, it's like, oh, right, stillness. I know how to do that. I know how to touch that. I can be in touch with that. And through stillness, there gets to be an opportunity to get in touch with peace. Simultaneously running the reciprocal between the vomer, the nose bone, and the base of the sternum, the xiphoid, which helps to relax the ligaments that runs on the front of the spine and open up the heart. Fancy name for that ligament, anterior longitudinal ligaments. And here I hear the permissions of I'm in touch with myself. I'm in touch with myself. And now I see the feather no longer needed to maintain guard, almost as if it was having just a little bit of hypervigilance, as I saw it more so up in the top of the head, around the prefrontal cortex region. Our center of higher wisdom, of compassion, of empathy. But without it needing to be there anymore, the feather is free to travel and flow through the midline, bringing in the essence now of trust. And as we support the feminine in trust, inviting it to open up to find that other way of meaningful connection that might be available now. As we simultaneously run a defrag on that entire feminine line, and specifically releasing something even just a little bit stronger than I am unlovable, I am hated. I am hated. And as we release the perceptions of hate and hate itself with this defrag, with this defrag, computer defrag, spring clean energy, I see it finding peace between the two needs to be loved and the need on a subconscious level to be hated, which is anchored there by the need to be loved. Both in common carry a note of desperation. So this is the releasing now of desperate or desperation type of energy. And I see that releasing from the left side of the heart. Kind of around that mitral valve, we keep going there. And as that releases through here, it's also releasing through the family lines of having damage to the heart in a way that you may not even notice. Because women have a tolerance to pain that supersedes men. I'm not even sure how much it is, but it's exponential. It's exponential. It has to be to withstand the contractions of the uterus. Not even related to labor, but just even related to the monthly cycle. Yeah, for some women, that pain can be as high as that of a heart attack. So we often just get used to numbing out pain. And that pain itself in the line of the heart through the family lines, this heart meridian, just supporting it now with all of those healing resources that we mentioned earlier. And running the permissions of, I'm allowed to feel this now. And helping it to become even just a little bit more aware to when there is an issue there. And as we support awareness and landing here, bringing in the energy of the sixth house, intellect, discernment, awareness for health and being in service to our bodies. And in essence, this is being defined by the energy of being able to catch things earlier. Catch things earlier. And as we invite this feminine to slow down and to feel just a little bit more in its heart, it develops the capacity to tend to what's there, much like one might tend to a garden. We can't pick the weeds if we don't go out to check on our garden regularly. So as we suss that out for ourselves, unhooking a bundle of belief systems around the theme of, I have to rush, gotta get things done, can't make it through without, X, Y, Z. And also perhaps using rushing as a mechanism to prevent feeling, to numb out, to cope with the overwhelm of life itself. And as we do that, also defragging simultaneously the pattern of using overwhelm, particularly in relationships, using relational overwhelm as a form of numbing and more than a sec, as a form of enduring. It's almost as if let's create some chaos so I can endure it and so I can live in this familiar bubble of overwhelm, which allows me to numb out and not have to feel what's actually here. So as we defrag that pattern through the heart, we're also unhooking it off of governing vessel 21 acupuncture points in the crown of the head that stores all of those habit patterns. And doing one more spinal balancing now. But interestingly enough, this is now for just the right side of the spine. And as we do it, we need to run lymphatic circulation through it. Releasing some low self-esteem off of the masculine side. And coming off the masculine is this insecurity of not knowing how to relate to the feminine when the feminine is disguising herself as the masculine. Creating confusion and not knowing what to do, creating low self-esteem. Oh, she is better than me. Type energy on the right side of the spine. I see that primarily in the dorsal nerve roots, to use fancy lingo, on that right side of the spinal column. And then from here, also unhooking on the masculine side, a fear of being hated, specifically by females, by the feminine, she can't stand me type of energy. And as that releases through this, I see the feminine begin to soften into a little bit more ease and grace and offer that up to the masculine. And through the center line, you see a defrag of, we'll call them for ease, narcissistic tendencies. Whatever that label may mean for you, using it as a catch-all term, really. We could also call it overly self-involved or overly selfish, per se. And on the other side of that, the perhaps desire to be attracted to another acting in such a way. Whether that's a mom, a dad, a person in a romantic setting, or anyone else in between, releasing the need to have that pull of connection through means of narcissistic tendencies. And as we work with that old energy releasing through here, I also see it unhooking any essences of gullibility. It's coming off of the front of the throat, the back of the head. And as this releases, running the permissions of, I'm in touch with myself. I'm in touch with myself. Put another way, I know who I am. I know who I am. And if you feel drawn to, you're welcome to take your hands to the back of the skull, to the front of the throat, or to both. And if there's any energy of gullibility here for you that you're present to in this moment, taking a moment to breathe into it and noticing if it has a color or any other sensory observations. There might be a sound. There may be a taste, a smell, or a feeling. And as you tune into all that's here for you, I see this as releasing with the, if you have a hand in the back of the head, mind games, and if you have a hand in the front of the throat, emotional games. And as we release this in just a moment, I'll invite you to first just notice how much is here. And if you could breathe it together into a ball, or if it's already another shape, just honoring that and noticing if this is roughly the size of a ping pong ball or a pea. Perhaps it's bigger, an orange, a grapefruit. A football, a basketball, a beach ball, or bigger. And then by means of breathing, unhooking the edges, and releasing them right into your hand as you do so. And if it helps, if there was a sound, a word, a message that came through when you were listening, feel free to express that. Perhaps a little ah. And for those of you that like the countdown in 3, 2, 1, I see this sliding actually both off at the same time, the headpiece going slightly to the left and up, and the throat piece going slightly to the right and down. And as it does so, realigning the skull to spine. And it's just coming off slowly. On my end, yours may have already dissipated faster. Yeah, nice. And if any part of that feels empty or void, invitation to drink in lights, moonlight, sunlight, white light, silver lights, or any color that calls to you. Gold, pink, blue, all the rainbow is here for you. And as you drink that light in, breath by breath, I'll remind you of the words earlier. We get to lighten up now. We get to lighten up now. Things get to be lighter now. I'm going to tap that in one more time. Invitation to breathe, however you may feel called to in this moment. Was a Charlie snore. Yeah, and for those of you just joining the call, forgive me, I had my eyes closed for a while there with that one. Okay, loves. Next up. Going into the bones, and that's actually including the teeth, the bones and the teeth. And through the bones and the teeth, where there's a little toxicity of something, we're gonna run a body chemistry on that to support the immune system on an emotional frequency here. And it's actually ready to release some old energy around hate, hatred. And with it, the energy of, I am not enough, is here too. As if that was the voice, perhaps, of hate itself. Yeah, if that fits for you. And as we release that through the bones, through the teeth, I see the hips begin to shift around and find a new foundation through these bones that they get to uphold now. What would it be like to come from a place within yourself without lack? With perhaps even boldness. And here running the permissions of simply that, I am bold. I get to be bold now. I get to be bold now. I am bold. Two variations. We're running the both. And if you need both, you get to have both. And as we do that, unhooking the belief system that you are anything other than bold, anything other than insufficient, or pardon me, sufficient. And as that happens, releasing insufficiency. And the need to have to prove how sufficient you are. And I see that coming off of the right shoulder, and as it does so, the right hip, get some relief for not having to uphold that energy. And then I hear the right hip just modify my words slightly, like, thank goodness, I'm tired of having to uphold insignificance. And as that releases through the right hip, I see both hips even keeled, carrying the energy of reciprocity within. As if the hips themselves get to be reciprocal to one another, as well as to the shoulders. And that's including cross-patterning right shoulder, left hip, vice versa, as well as same-sidedness. The homologous patterning, or the ipsilateral patterning, to use fancy words. But left shoulder, left hip, right shoulder, right hip, in essence. And as that happens, to create a bit more ease there, the diaphragm on the right side doesn't have to be so rigid anymore. It's ready to let go of a little piece of control here. And within that, the opposite is also true. Wanting to be controlled also gets to be released from here. If things get to flow through hips and shoulders, there may not be the need to have to control things out of fear of getting injured physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And as we release that, releasing this idea that there's something somehow that you always need to be on guard for, a little hypervigilance, a little concern about, am I safe enough here? Even when it's clear that the environment might actually be just quite safe enough. Beautiful. And as that releases from the diaphragm, I see this energy rising through the lats, the latissimus dorsi muscle. And as if it can now open up through that entire right arm to express, as well as to receive. What is it you're looking to express? What is it you're looking to receive? And if you feel called to, I invite you to just stretch that right arm overhead in any way that calls to you. And give it just a little bit of movement, ever so slightly, if you're open to it and able to in this place. And as you play with that, receiving, there's this energy line through that heart meridian as well as through the side body of the gallbladder meridian alike, lighting up. Working with the permissions of I embrace new beginnings, I embrace new beginnings. And linking that into the sinuses to allow the environment to enter with ease without having to be reactive or defensive by means of inflammation. Running all those same healing resources now through all of these sinus cavities of the face. And I just see the face turn to that energy of the right arm, the new beginning, and embracing it in a way that can create harmony and ease. As the eyes and the face turns towards it, I can take this in. I can face this new beginning now. What if there got to be just a little less drama here? Supporting that with detoxing and defragging your nervous system around the need for... I'm going to use the word drama, but know that that also applies to the little subtle dramas in life, such as the pattern of just keeping yourself busy or keeping yourselves in overwhelm or keeping yourselves distracted or numbed out. That in essence fuels just a little bit of drama that may not be necessary. And then hooking a bundle of belief systems from the genitals around pleasure, being dangerous. Like, yeah, I can open up, but I'm not going to enjoy it. So as we release that need for those sets of belief systems to be there, it's also coming off of the tailbone. And then that tailbone gets now to steer in another direction. It's available to orient to pleasure just a little bit more. And then running the permissions right through the midline of the entire body mind. I trust all of me. I trust all of me. We're going to tap this part in here. Invitation to breathe and receive. And then I just see, and this might be because of the song that I have in mind, which we'll get to later on. I see both arms now reaching out to embrace not just the right, but also the left, creating a vessel of containment. And as that V energy draws inward to the heart, bringing in victorious energy as this gets to be embodied through you. And running the permissions of I am right here, I am here, I am right here. That's linking now into the energy of wood elements for its role in new beginnings and spring energy. And we're linking that right through to the fire elements for expansion. What if you got to have even more of that? I expand into trust is the related permissions here. And as we do so, releasing a past life, keeping in mind we don't embody talk, tend to see past lives how most do. We don't think of you yourself having lived before or going on to live again for that matter. Rather that when all the unresolved issues get released after somebody passes on, they enter a giant pool. And when a new being comes into formation, they scoop up a bucket of pool water and they sort that out in their lifetime. And this particular past life is of someone who was like doubled over a cane in a walker type of thing. It was like two canes, or it's hard to say really. I keep seeing different pieces of equipment, but the take-home point, regardless of what they were leaning on, is that they always felt like they were on the verge of collapse. Yeah, which creates instability and a collapsing lifestyle. And it looks like it was a collapsing out of a fear, which collapsing energy would do so, as it's related to the kidney meridian. A fear of being overwhelmed by the heart's joy. So there was this belief, this idea, better to just overwhelm myself first before I get overwhelmed, because then at least I'm in control of it. And as we release that pattern at the exact same time, right in the sternum energy, there is a sandwich of apathy and overwhelm, and it's sandwiching the emotion of sadness. Okay, so we're going to release that through the sternum and the top of the sternum, that manubrium in particular, right where it joins onto the sternum, is holding on to most of that sandwich energy of emotions of apathy and overwhelm and sadness. Which is almost like a stone pulling forward. And I swear, I've seen that image of a stone pulling forward for so many of our sessions. I've given voice to it, I'm not even sure how many times in this series of this year of the Six Senses. And this is the most sort of information I've ever seen in that stone. So I'm pretty excited about it. That it's here and that it's showing itself a little bit more. Yeah, all the good things here are worth waiting for. Yeah, and just thank you for revealing. And as that sandwich comes off, releasing with it the feeling of having to be old before our time. And getting to carry the old soul wisdom energy that I'm going to argue most of us have. If you don't identify with that, please just leave that be. But being able to carry that old soul energy with grace, with beauty, and to allow it to nourish you, not have to embody the old part of it more than you embody the soul. Part of it. And as this old soul energy gets to be expressed in a new way, linking it through to the 10th house energy, that of outward self-expression, achievement, and recognition. Yeah, what if this old soul got to be carried more lightly, more lightly? What if your wisdom and your knowledge and your knowing and your thinking didn't have to be heavy or drag you down? We're going to release that, almost like a similar shaped stone, but smaller, from the prefrontal cortex. And then through the midline of the front, the conception vessel meridian, that primary feminine meridian line, releasing, I see now just a series of stones releasing, and with it carrying the energy of what's referred to as hypoarousal, which in essence is a place or a state that our nervous system hangs out to find safety again by means of shutting out, numbing, isolating, getting tired, shutting down, not wanting to feel. And as that releases through the conception vessel meridian line, this primary feminine meridian gets to root down through that first point in the perineum, through that base chakra. And as she roots down, I see her drawing into the earth and receiving that support, that richness of Mama Earth energy. Which offers, as we mentioned, meaningful connection and reciprocity. And I see her just pulling that up through the earth itself, transcending all those old patterns in your lineages and your family lines, and finding your individual authentic expression of it for you, and not having to carry the weight anymore of the lineage, but instead getting the freedom to find it for you. What's it like without that weight, that baggage of the family lines? What if all that weight might still be in the family lines? Well, we did some work with it, we'll see what remains. But you also, regardless of whatever's there or not there, you get to dance with it differently now, as this opportunity to repattern in awareness through Mama Earth energy of what healthy connection looks like, what meaningful reciprocal connection looks like. And as that gets drawn up through the conception of the soul meridian into CV17, right at the sternum there, I see it going out through all the yin meridians. I'm a few minutes maybe over time. No, I'm good. Okay, good. At a moment before I got carried away there. And pardon the interruption, coming back to that expression of that conception vessel meridian rising with this energy, pulling it in through the earth, breath by breath. And when I say pulling in, it's more of a receiving than it is having to effort. It's more of a welcoming, pulling it in by means of invitation. Yeah, and it gets to be invited in. And as it rises through that midline, through CV17, going out to all of the yin organs, all of the meridians, going at a very core level first to here, and then it continues to rise through the conception vessel meridian in that center line, and then it washes down the back body, and as it washes down the back body, giving the same information now to the yang, the governing vessel meridian that contains the feminine in the back body region. And as it receives that, the masculine governing vessel meridian releases the belief system that the emotions of the feminine will overwhelm it. So best to shut those out as to not have to bear that or be weakened by it. And this time the masculine gets to notice what healthy emotional expression looks like through the lens of meaningful connection. No small thing. And as the feminine and the masculine dance together in this new way, that masculine energy getting the insight to that feminine through to governing vessel 14 at the base of the throat, the neck, on the throat, And it spreads it out through to the rest of the yang, through all the masculine meridians. And as it's circulating with greater ease through all things yang and yin, I see all of those extra meridians begin to playfully receive it too. The conception and governing vessel being two of those, so more aptly put, the other six extra meridians getting to drink it in as well. And through dad's side of the family lines, releasing, not quite sure what yet, but we need to run a cellular repair on it. And it's on a spiritual, on a spiritual level, of a connection. As if the masculine needed the energy of the feminine to be able to connect on this spiritual level. It's like, oh, that's how it's done. Thank you for showing me. I can follow your lead. The masculine following the feminine. The feminine gets to be supported and embraced and upheld by the masculine. And as that dance continues to unfold here, releasing one more past life, this time it's along the entire right side of the body, on the outside edge, the perimeter, if we want to think of it that way. And I just see a burn, like a really bad third degree, second degree, in patches burn. And as we release the energy of feeling burnt while alive, circulating here, consciousness, in particular that of the diaphragm, of integration, and as we offer the diaphragm's awareness of integration to that right side body and that past life here, I see almost like an old portal close up, no longer needing to be burned in that same way, no longer needing to attract situations, relationships, romantic, familial, everything in between that create that need of that burn. There's other ways now. As we do that, balancing fire and water elements here through that entire side body. All the way down to the leg, the foot, and all the way up to the side of the head. And as that seals up, expanding the Wei Qi on this side of the body now for protection, for synthesis, for communication. What if the masculine could communicate in a way that brought gentleness, ease, and peace? Because it's now present to the nourishing essences of the feminine. It has what it needs to be able to do so. I have what I need. And as we tap this part in here, invitation to breathe and feel yourself come alive. And since we've done so much work with that right side of the body, as we come to the end of the session here, I'm going to invite you to embrace any movement that you feel called to with this song. It is a more upbeat song. For whatever reason, I did not feel the pull to play it at the beginning. And usually I play the upbeat ones at the beginning, so I'm not sure exactly why that is, but perhaps it's because it's exactly what's needed for some. So in essence, moving it out, dancing it out. So if the word dance is intimidating, replace it with erratic movement. Erratic movement is welcome here. And you can do that in your imagination from laying. You can dance laying, it's possible. You can do that from sitting. You can do that from standing. See what calls to you. What I know for sure is the masculine likes the movements. So being in touch with movement in any way that it's available for you. And if you like calling on any of those resources or anything that's right here, right now, feeling alive and good and yummy and supportive for you, you're most welcome. You're most welcome. I see all those thank yous. All right, this is an older song, but I'm not very in touch with popular music, I must admit. So I just learned about it a few months ago, and it's quickly become a favorite of mine. And it's called I Am Here. I Am Here. It's by the artist of Pink. Have I played this one for you guys yet? I don't think I have. But in case I have, a second time is worth it.
Such thing as sin, let it all come right in. I wanna make some mistakes, I wanna sleep in the mud, I wanna swim in the flood, I wanna fuck till I'm done. I like whiskey on ice, I like sun in my eyes, I wanna burn it all down, so let's start a fire. I wanna be lost, so lost that I'm found, naked and laughing with my blood on the ground. Bye.
Well, we're just going to listen to it once. It's fair. There we go. Thanks for the dance, y'all. I agree, Pink does indeed rock. I'm a fan for sure of everything that I hear from her. I should probably just go listen to everything now. You're most welcome, all. And as much or as little as you feel called to move and celebrate, feel free to lean into that as much as you like this week. And I feel drawn to end on this note, given that we just had the equinox last weekend. And this is our first session since seeing each other. We are in the beginning of a whole new astrological cycle. So happy new year. Happy new year. Mwah. Bye for now, loves. We'll see you next week.